Blog Talk Radio.
I used to like to walk the straight and narrow line. I used to think that everything was fine. Sometimes I'd sit and gaze for days through sleepless dreams, all alone and trapped in time. All alone and trapped in time. I wonder what tomorrow has in mind for me, or am I even in its mind at all? Perhaps I'll get a chance to look ahead and see, soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Soon as I find myself a crystal ball. But tell me where I'm going. I don't know where I've been. Tell me, won't you tell me and then tell me again? My heart is breaking, my body's aching, and I don't know where to go. So tell me, won't you tell me?
I know that you have to go. on me. So now I'll go the minstrel road without you. I know there will be times when I'll need you there. And each night as I sing those songs about you, I'll think back to the time when we used to kiss.
Take it easy on me. It should be easy to see. I'm getting lost in the crowd. Really crying out loud. Just want you to know. I know that you have to go. It's all up to you, but whatever you do, take it easy on me.
Since we heard from them folks, but hey, they're still doing their thing. Well, son of a bitch. All right, I'll let it go this time.
Thank you.
The band that made me the monster I am today. My God, Neil Peart, God bless you, my brother. Rest in peace, man. Guy died so young. What a man. What a genius. I mean, this guy was one of the best drummers ever lived on the planet besides Buddy Rich. But Buddy Rich had issues. You know, he's kind of like a dick. But he was a man. He deserved it, I guess, to be a dick, but you know, it's just the way he was. I mean, okay, if you're that good at that, I guess you could be a dick. But I wouldn't want to be a dick. I am good, and I'm not a dick. I don't know. I don't know what you all think of me. I'm sure a few of you in the audience are fucking saying Ron's a dick. It's a crazy motherfucker. He's a dick. But no, anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Glad everybody had a nice, warm day. My friend Gunslinger's not here with us at the moment because he can't give us Texas forecast. Because they like it really big there in Texas and nice and fucking hot. Nice and real hot. God damn, it's been hot down there for a week. It's been hot here, too. It's been, everywhere it's been hot, really. I mean, it's, you know, the weather, you know. But so I think that the Biden, what is the latest deal? Biden economy, Biden economics, Bidenomics, that's the one. That's what I was like. I think that's going to fix everything. Everything's going to be fucking fantastic. You know, you can't beat that. But anyway, I have loaded up Tucker Carlson interviewed Donald Trump. And I thought y'all might be interested to hear that. I'm sure most of you probably done heard it, but there's some of us that have not, you know, like yours truly. But hey, let's get into that. And we're going to get into phone calls. We'll get into everybody's opinion on this and see what you think. I mean, we're just pretty well fucked. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of this topic we're going to talk about. And there's the other part about it is the big supporters. How are they going to act if fucking Donnie goes to the clink? I don't think it's going to be very good. They're already preparing for this. Oh, God. I just don't. Let me play the clip, then we'll get into it. Because, I mean, this is just psychotic bullshit in my world, I believe in. So, anyway, all right, got your headphones on. Turn it up. Get your drink, okay? And light that bad motherfucker up, and here we go. Let's check this out.
Mr. President, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Why aren't you at the Fox News debate tonight in Milwaukee?
Well, you know, a lot of people have been asking me that, and many people said you shouldn't do it. I see the polls have come out, and I'm leading by 50 and 60 points, and, you know, some of them are at 1 and 0 and 2, And I'm saying, do I sit there for an hour or 2 hours, whatever it's going to be, and get harassed by people that shouldn't even be running for president? Should I be doing that? And a network that isn't particularly friendly to me, frankly. You know, they were backing Ron DeSanctimonious like crazy, and now they've given up on him. I mean, it's a lost cause. It reminded me very much of 2016. You know, in 2016, I went through the same stuff and had to fight them all the way. And then they became very friendly after I won, or just about when I was winning. But I just felt it would be more appropriate not to do the debate. I don't think it's right to do it. If you're leading by 50, 60, I'm leading by 70 points. And I'm saying, why am I doing it? And I'm going to have 8 people, 10 people, whoever made the debate. I don't know how many it is, but I'm going to have all these people screaming at me, shouting questions at me, all of which I love answering, I love doing, but it doesn't make sense to do them. So I've taken a pass, as you probably noticed.
I did. I'm grateful that you did. It's interesting, though, because you spent a lot of your career in television. You had a top show in television, on NBC. But you don't feel the need now running for president to do television, obviously. Do you think television is declining?
Well, according to a poll that I guess we just saw, it just came out where it's down like 30-35%, but I think they were talking referring to cable. I think cable's down because it's lost credibility. MSNBC, or as they say, MSDNC, is so bad. It's so wrong what they write and what they do and what they say. It's, you know, it's fake news, as I said. I think I came up with that term. I hope I did, because it's a good one. It's not tough enough anymore. It's corrupt news. You know, really what you do is called corrupt news. Somehow that doesn't play as nicely, but it is corrupt news. So you have MSNBC and you have CNN, who's absolutely doing no ratings at all. I mean, they're dead, but they're doing none because they don't have credibility. They really don't have credibility. Fox is way down, as you know, and the good old days are long ago. I will say this, it could come back, but they just don't have a lot of credibility. Tucker, you know that perhaps better than anybody. I think it was a terrible move getting rid of you. You were number one on television, and all of a sudden you're doing this interview, but we'll get bigger ratings using this crazy forum that you're using than probably the debate or competition.
When you say there are people on stage who shouldn't be running for president, who do you mean?
Well, I don't want to really use names, but it wouldn't matter too much. A guy like, I call him Ada Hutchinson. It's Asa, but I call him Ada.
Why do you call him Ada?
I could tell you, but I don't want to get myself in a little trouble. But he's weak and pathetic, and he was, I never understood the guy. I never knew him. He was the governor of Florida, not a very popular guy. I don't know how he, but that state is such a great state. The people are so incredible.
Yes.
In that state. They love me and I love them. How does this guy get elected governor of Arkansas? But he's nasty always and has been. A guy like Chris Christie, the guy left with a 8%, think of it, 8% approval rating in New Jersey. Now he's running for president. And he runs solely on the basis, oh, let's get Trump. He's like a savage maniac. He's like a lunatic. That's all he talks about. His poll number very, very low. He's about 2%.
What's he like? You know him well.
No, I've been friendly with him over the years, but I couldn't give him a job because I just never trusted him very much. I was just never one of his people that really trusted him. I never gave him the job, and that's one of the reasons he feels so hurt and so betrayed. And I understand that. I really do. I understand it, but I never gave him. You know, he wanted to be different things. He was looking at different elements of the administration, and we decided, I didn't want to do it. And now I'm glad I did, because you see, but you know, we had some great people. I had great people. We'll have even better people if we do this, because now I know Washington. Before, I didn't know Washington. But guys like Bill Barr were terrible. I mean, they were, I would say, Bushies. I say that with respect to the Bush family, but they were Bushies, and it doesn't work out for us.
It was clear, this is kind of far afield, but it was just interesting. I read Barr's account of his time. He wrote a book about it,
right?
His autobiography. And in it, lies about Jeffrey Epstein's death. Clearly lies. Do you think Epstein killed himself sincerely?
I don't know. I will say that, you know, he was a fixture in Palm Beach.
Yeah.
I don't know what Barr said about it either. I have no idea what he said. What did he say? He killed himself, probably?
He said he killed himself and that they were going to do this investigation. They never did the investigation. It's never been public.
Well,
and they hid it. And, like, why are they doing that? And clearly Barr knew But why would Bill Barr be covering up the death of Jeffrey Epstein?
Bill didn't do an investigation on the election fraud either, okay? He said he did, and he pretended he did, but he didn't. McSwain, the U.S. attorney in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, said Barr just wouldn't let him do it. It was crazy. Barr became so petrified, so frightened of being impeached. They were going to impeach him. I don't know if you remember it.
Yeah.
It's not a big moment in history. But they said, we're going to impeach. You know, they play a much rougher game, the left, the lunatics. And they were going to impeach Bill Barr, and he was petrified. Now, how do you not get impeached? Don't do any of this stuff. But he didn't do the job there. I don't know what he did with Epstein. Possibly he
didn't. Do you think it's possible that Epstein was killed?
Oh, sure. It's possible. I mean, I don't really believe. I think he probably committed suicide. He had a life with, you know, beautiful homes and beautiful everything. And he, all of a sudden, he's incarcerated and not doing very well. I would say that he did. There are those people. There are many people. I think you're one of them, right? But a lot of people think that he was killed. He knew a lot on a lot of people.
He was killed.
You
I think
so?
I think the more closely look, I'm not a conspiracy person at all. I believe everything I hear. But yeah, the closer you look into it, I mean, the Attorney General of the United States, your Attorney General, clearly lied about the Epstein death.
Yeah,
and
he was.
Why?
He was certainly. It wasn't well done. They had no cameras. They had no anything. Everybody was sleeping, and you know, a case could be made. Look. I'm not going to get involved in it, but I can tell you a case could be made either way, but it certainly wasn't the most well-run place.
So the reason I'm asking you is I'm looking at the trajectory since 2015 when you got into politics, you know, for real, and then won. It started with protests against you, massive protests,
right.
Organized protests by the left, and then it moved to impeachment twice,
right.
And now indictment. I mean, the next stage is violent. Are you worried that they're going to try and kill you? Why wouldn't they try and kill you, honestly?
They're savage animals. They are people that are sick, really sick. You have great people in the Democrat Party. You have great people that are Democrats. Most of the people in our country are fantastic, and I'm representing everybody. I'm not just Republicans or conservatives.
Right.
I represent everybody. I'm the president of everybody. But I've seen what they do. I've seen the lengths that they go to. When they make up the Russia, when that's exposed and they go down, and Barr should have gone after them, and other people should have gone after. And they did very late because the Durham report came out. It was fairly good. It could have been a lot tougher, I guess, but it was fairly good. But it explained how corrupt it was. I'll tell you who did a great job was the Inspector General Horowitz. He did a phenomenal report. You didn't have to go to Durham. He did it on Comey and on, I guess, McCabe and some others. And it was a vicious, it was basically a true report, how bad they are. But these people are sick people. These are people that I think they hate our country. You want to know the truth. When you see open borders, when you see these policies that they have and so many other things, it's so sad to see. You know, we have a country that's very fragile right now. I've never seen – I will say, look, I ran in 16, which was 15, but I ran in 16, election in 16, and there was tremendous spirit. In 20, there was even more spirit. We got millions and millions more votes. You know, it wasn't even a contest. People said, well, what do you think of 20? I said, we did much better. We did. You got to base it on the number of votes. We got many more votes in 20 than we did in 16. But the election was rigged. It was a rigged election. And with COVID, they used COVID to cheat in a lot of different things. And we have so much on it. It's like so easy. But we had judges that didn't want to look. We had people didn't want to get involved. They said they could. He's a conspiracy theorist if you say anything about the election. But I have never seen spirit like there is right now. Even coming down here, just the people on the road that are just absolutely going crazy. And the reason is, I think they like me, and I know they love policies. I hope they like me too. You know, a lot of people say they don't like me, but they like my policies. I think they like me, but I have never seen spirit like it is right now. And the reason is because crooked Joe Biden is so bad. He's the worst president in the history of our country. I don't think he's going to make it to the gate, but, you know, you never know. But he's a corrupt person, so corrupt that I took the name off Hillary. You know, I don't do two people at one time. I took the crooked Hillary and I made it. I retired the name. That was a good day for her. I bet she was very happy. And I used it for Joe because it's crooked Joe. But Joe is really...
But you don't think he's going to make it to November of 2020?
Well, I think he's worse mentally than he is physically. And physically, he's not exactly a triathlete or any kind of an athlete. You look at him, he can't walk to the helicopter. He walks, he can't lift his feet out of the grass. You know, it's only 2 inches at the White House, right? It's not a lot. But you watch him, and it looks like he's walking on toothpicks. So, and then you see him on the beach where he can't lift a chair. You know, those chairs are meant to be light, right? They're like 2 ounces.
Yeah.
You lift them up. He can't lift the chair. He can't walk to the chair. And I don't know what they're doing with the beach. You know, this beach is seeming to play a big role, but they love pictures of him on the beach. I think he looks terrible on the beach. He looks terrible on the beach.
Skinny legs.
Well, he can't walk through the sand. You know, sand is not that easy to walk through. But when he walks through it, he can't walk through the sand. And there's somebody in there that thinks he looks fabulous at the beach. I think he looks horrible at the beach. Plus, the beach doesn't represent what a president's supposed to be doing. He's supposed to be working. He's supposed to be getting us out of that horrible, horrible war that we're very much involved in with Russia and Ukraine. You could do that. You could do that very easily. I believe you could do that very – I don't believe he could do it because he's just incompetent. But that's a war that should end immediately, not because of one side or the other, because hundreds of thousands of people are being killed. Can you imagine you're in an apartment house and rockets are going into that building and blowing it up and knocking it down? And who can, why should anything, why should anybody, human beings, is a human, whether they're Russian or Ukrainian or whatever they are, it's got to be stopped. And it can be stopped very easily. It would have never started. If I were president, it would have never started.
So that kind of I'm interested. So you think he's failing. He obviously is failing. I think it's clear to everybody. But that would make Kamala Harris the candidate?
Well, not really. I mean, I guess they'd have maybe a free-for-all. A lot of people say she has to remain for certain reasons the candidate. She has to. I don't think that's true, actually. I don't think that other people would stand for it. She has some bad moments. Her moments are almost as bad as his. I think his are worse, actually.
Yeah.
But
she seems pretty senile, too.
She speaks in rhyme. And, it's weird. It's weird, but she has bad moments. And
in rhyme? What do you?
Well, the way she talks, the bus will go here and then the bus will go there because that's what buses do. And it's weird. The whole thing is weird. This is not the president of the United States future. And I think they probably have some kind of a primary and other people will get involved.
I'm Newsom, right?
Could be. I mean, you know, I always got along well with him, believe it or not, but could be him, could be somebody else. He's got a big load on his shoulders because you look at California, what's happened. But I don't know if the American people really, the people that vote for him, I don't even know if they care. You know, you look at so many of the things that are going on and people don't seem to be, in the old days, if you had a bad record, it meant a lot. Today, if you have a bad record, it doesn't really mean anything. You know, it looks good. He's a nice looking guy, speaks well. But Biden, every time you watch him talking, it's like, he's walking on eggs. You're waiting for him to collapse. And he almost always does. And I got to know the leaders of all of the countries, essentially, but the big ones. And the bigger, the tougher the leader. You know, it's like sort of, I guess maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. But I got to know President Xi of China and Putin and Kim Jong-un, North Korea. Did a great job with North Korea. Kept us out of a nuclear war. We would have 40,000 dead soldiers right now. A nuke right on top of the military base. But we have 40,000 soldiers over there. And I did great. I got along with him great. It's a good, that's a positive. You know, the press said, he said nice things about Kim Jong-un. I also said horrible things at the beginning. Horrible enough that he wanted to talk. And we talked and we met in Singapore. We met actually twice. And we had unbelievable meetings. I know him very well. We were in great shape with him.
What do you think he and Xi and Putin think of Biden?
I think they can't believe it. I think they probably say this is some kind of a system. You know, they had great respect for our country. They respected. They had great respect for our country when I was there. Every one of them. Look, if you go to North Korea, you can look at what happened. You know, the Olympics was dead. South Korea spent billions on the Olympics. Nobody was going to go. They didn't want to get blown up. They called me and they said, we are going to let the Olympics proceed. This is North Korea. I said, you should go into the Olympics. Put your athletes in. It wasn't like, you know, they were big on athletes because, you know.
Come on.
But they went in and they actually participated. And within about 2 days, the entire thing was sold out. And if it wasn't me, that would have never happened. But I get along very well with him, and that's a positive thing. He does have massive nuclear power, by the way. And if Hillary would have gotten in, or if the Obama thought process continued, it would have been a nuclear war, absolutely, with North Korea. He was expecting to go into a war, and it would have been a nuclear war.
So do you think the rest of the world looks on at Biden and thinks someone else has got to be running the government?
Well, somebody else has to be. I don't think he's capable of doing anything. Look, when I debated him, I said, how come, and this was in front of probably not a friend of yours, Chris Wallace. He was the moderator.
Not a friend.
I said, why is it? He wants to be Mike, but he doesn't have the talent. It's one of those
bitchy little man.
He wanted to be his father, but he didn't have the talent of his father was great. His father interviewed me in 60 Minutes. It was actually a 10. Can you believe it?
No, I totally was. His father had talent.
I may have been the only guy that he gave a good 60 Minutes. So he was rough.
Really?
His father was tough. He was great, though. He was great at what he did. But Chris Wallace was so upset. He was guarding this guy, who wouldn't do a show, by the way. You know, he wouldn't do – I figured – I didn't mind Chris Wallace because he wouldn't do – Biden wouldn't do a show, and it was very obvious. You know, he kept asking him and asking, but he wouldn't do the show, so I figured he's got to like me. But he came from a different time. But remember when I asked the question, why is it that the mayor of Moscow's wife is allowed to give you $3.5 million? Don't forget, that was brought up now. It's brought up all the time, but that was brought up by me long before anyone ever heard of it. I said, the mayor of Moscow's wife giving you $3.5 million. What did you do to deserve $3.5 million? To Biden. And Chris Wallace said, this has nothing to do with the debate. I mean,
he got in the way of the question.
No, it was crazy. And I said, well, he got $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife. Now people forget, but you go back and take a look, you will see. And Chris Wallace didn't want me to ask that question. I said, I think it's a very appropriate question. It turned out to be much more appropriate than people thought.
Amazing. So do you have a preference in, assuming you're a Republican nominee and all goes as you plan it to go, do you have a preference in who you run against?
In many ways, I'd love to run against him because his record's so bad. You know, it's still horrible when you look at inflation and everything else, but others also have very bad records. I mean, California's a bad record, so, you know, should it be Gavin or should it be somebody else? When I look at San Francisco, what's happened to that incredible city. That was one of the greatest cities in the world just a short while ago. And now it's very sad when you look at it. Los Angeles, every city practically, all the Democrat-run cities. You know, Republican-run cities are doing very nicely because they arrest people when you have crimes. And they don't go after political candidates because they think it's good. You know, I mean, it's like been amazing. My poll numbers are the highest I've ever had. But because people understand.
Gets back to my original question. So if the protest didn't work, you got elected anyway. Yeah. Impeachment didn't work twice, obviously. Indictment is not working. Your poll numbers go up. When they raided Mar-a-Lago in August of last year, your numbers went up. They can indict you 20 times, and you're not going to lose the Republican primary because of that.
Well, so it makes it look even more ridiculous. I mean, the 4 indictments, and maybe there'll be more. I don't know. These people are crazy.
But they're counterproductive. So if you chart it, it's an escalation, is what I'm saying. Yeah. So what's next? After, you know, try to put you in prison for the rest of your life, that's not working. So, like, don't they have to kill you now?
I think the people of our country don't get enough credit for how smart they are. I'm not sure I would have said this 10 years ago, but they get it. You know, they really get it. When somebody gets indicted, your poll numbers go down. When somebody gets indicted, you announce, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be leaving to spend time with my family and to fight for the rest of my life on this stuff. But you're out of politics. I got indicted 4 times. All trivia, nonsense, bullshit. It's all bullshit. It's horrible when you look and you look at what they're doing. The boxes hoax. I'm covered by the Presidential Records. I'm allowed to do exactly that. He's not covered, and he's got 25 times the number of boxes, and he's got them stored in Chinatown. He's got them stored in a flimsy garage underneath his Corvette at Penn. And by the way, at Penn, he gets millions of dollars. China pays this guy millions of dollars. See, I think he's the most corrupt president we've ever had. And he also has the distinction of being the most incompetent. I believe both. I mean, he's both incompetent and corrupt.
So
I actually believe he's compromised because China knows so much about him. They know where the money comes from. They know where it is, who paid it, and they probably paid it. Well, they do pay Penn, and he gets, you know, $1 million. I think he takes $999,000 because, you know, keeps it a little bit under a million, like by a dollar. But he, in many ways, is a Manchurian candidate. We have a Manchurian candidate, and he's afraid to tell Russia to get out of Cuba. He's afraid to tell China to get out of Cuba. He's afraid. China now is building, think of this, China is building military installations in Cuba. The Cuban population of Miami is not too happy because they're never going to be able to go back. And you don't even hear about it. And the worst culprit is the press, the media, because normally, you know, when I first heard that, that China's building installations in Cuba, and installations means military installations, okay, you know, they said just some communication. They did that on the islands with Japan. They took the island, they started this massive construction, and they told everybody, including the Japanese have to be careful, they told everybody that this is a housing development. They're going to build a housing development. And I said, how come the runway is 20,000 feet long? You know, private jets need 4,000 feet. They don't need 20,000 feet. The big ones need 20,000 feet. They don't even need 20. And I looked at the runway. I said, that's the largest runway ever built, both in width and length, for housing development. There's nobody that has a plane that big that you would have a runway that's
why
that's
is China
testing.
Allowed to conduct imperialism in our hemisphere?
Well, yeah, and it's far beyond Cuba. It's all of South America.
Yeah, the Caribbean.
So we built a thing called the Panama Canal. We lost 35,000 people to the mosquito, you know, malaria. We lost 35,000 people building. We lost 35,000 people because of the mosquito. Vicious. They had to build under nets. It was one of the true great wonders of the world. As he said, one of the nine wonders of the world. No, it was one of the seven. It happened a while ago, you know. Nine wonders of the world. You could make nine wonders. He would have been better off if he stuck with the nine and just said, yeah, I think it's nine. But this is one of the true seven wonders of the world. And you take a look at the Panama Canal. It was such an incredible engineering marvel. We sold it under Jimmy Carter. We sold it to Panama for $1. The following day, they quadrupled the amount of money that ships had to pay to get across. They didn't lose one ship. And now they've made it much bigger, and now they've widened it. They've doubled it, right? They've more than doubled it. And it's one of the most profitable things. Any time, it's just incredible, right? We gave it away for $1. China now controls it. They actually control the Panama Canal. They run it. They control it. And we shouldn't let that happen. And we can't let China be in Cuba. And they'll get out. If I'm president, they'll get out. Because I had a very good relationship with President Xi, but he respected this country. He respected me. And he'll get out. And we can't let them run the Panama Canal. We built the Panama Canal. Should have never been given to Panama. We should have had it. But we gave it for $1. Thank you. They quadrupled. In one day, they lifted the fees, which are, you know, pretty big for these massive ships to go through, right? Rather than going around the Cape and through all the tremendous storms, such beauty, such, you know, when you say it's beautiful stuff. But you didn't want to get caught in those storms that wiped out the biggest ships. And we go through the Panama Canal. We built it. And we gave it away for $1. Think of that. How stupid are we? We have done the stupidest things in this country. And now we have a president that can't put two sentences together, can't speak, can't walk, can't talk. I don't think he gets to the starting gate, but these people do miracles. I mean, he ran out of his basement, and you got away with that one because of COVID, so he sort of got away with it. They cheated on the election. But you have people that are very smart, but they're fascists and they're radical left lunatics, and they're destroying our country with the all-electric cars and the windmills all over the place, which, by the way, don't work, and they're all, most of them, made in China. For the most part, they're made in China. Germany, a little bit, but China. But you look at what's happening to our country, no voter ID. I mean, why don't they want voter ID? There's only one reason they don't want voter ID, because they want to cheat. I mean, who doesn't want, you know, the Democrat convention, the last one, they had voter ID that was this big. It looked like a prison card. this big on their chest. You walked in, they had your picture, your this, your fingerprint, they had everything. The most incredible voter ID I've ever seen. That was to get into the Democratic National Convention. But to get in to vote, if you buy groceries, if you buy any, practically anything now, you have ID on a card, credit cards or otherwise. And
but don't you think it's racist to have to show your ID?
Well, they probably say that. They use anything not to show ID because voter ID is pretty simple. And we could go back, and we should go back to all paper ballots, voter ID, same-day voting. You know, France did it. France had mail-in ballots, and it was terrible. Anytime you have mail-in ballots, you're going to have massive cheating on your elections. Anytime, but not just the presidential election. Anytime you have...
Isn't that the whole point of them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. It's the whole point. That's their whole point. They want to cheat. Yeah. They have to cheat. Because the policies are so bad that if they didn't cheat, they couldn't get elected. Who wants open borders? Who wants high taxes? Who wants high interest rates? Who wants to not be able to use a gas stove? Or have to drive an electric car, which, you know, you have a four-hour drive, but the car only goes an hour and a half, so you have to charge it. The happiest moment for somebody in an electric car is the first 10 minutes. In other words, you get it charged, and now for 10 minutes. The unhappiest part is the next hour, because you're petrified that you're not going to be fine to another charger. People, I'm saying, if people, I'm not knocking electric cars, they're fine. They're fine. But if people want to buy gasoline car or hybrid, hybrids are pretty good, actually, but they should be allowed to buy. They don't want to do any of this. So right now, California's in a big brownout because their grid is a disaster. The grid all over the country is sort of a disaster, but the grid in California. And yet they want, in a very short period of time, millions and millions of cars going off that grid, essentially. It doesn't work.
So plug your car into a grid that's failing.
You should be able to buy an electric car. Your electric cars could be fine if you drive short distances and you want to have, you know, whatever, and you have plug-ins everywhere you go. They could be fine. But you got to have gasoline cars. You got to have everything. Let people buy everything. Now, the new thing is your heating systems in the house. They don't want you to have a modern-day heating system. They want you to use a heating system that will cost you at least $10,000 to buy and won't work very well. You know, none of that stuff works as well. One of the things I did with EPA is you have states, many states, most of the states have so much water. You know, it comes out of heaven, right? The water pours down and you have it. It's there. It's got to go wherever it goes, into the oceans, whatever. It's not like a problem. Now, in some states, they have a problem. You know, you have some desert areas and all, and for that, it's okay. They have sinks where no water comes out. You turn it on, no water comes out. No water comes out of the shower. No water is allowed to go into the washing machine for your dishes or for your clothing or what. And I avoided all of that.
Wait, they have sinks where no water comes
out?
Sure,
you have restrictors. When I say no water, very little water. You want to wash your hands, right?
Yeah.
And you've seen this. And you turn on the sink and it's very little. Or you want to wash your beautiful hair. You're standing under a shower. Then the suds never go. The water comes out very slowly. I'm sure you've seen this. It usually takes place in new hotels and new homes.
Yeah, you take a drill and take the
they have
limiter
a
out.
Well, you can, but now they make it so you can't do that so easily. They have a restrictor. It's called a restrictor. And it restricts the water from coming out. So I ended all of that. And you have to see these. They let the water come out. You know what people do? They wash their hands like five times longer. Or in the washing machine, they'll press for the dishwasher. They'll press, then they'll press it seven times. They end up using more water, and it still won't be very good. I met with the head of Whirlpool. They were practically going out of business during my administration, and they said to me from Ohio, incredible, great state, I love Ohio. And they were really doing badly because people were dumping washing machines all over, mostly from South Korea, but also from China. And he was explaining it's just a terrible situation. I said, let me ask you, how's the quality? He says, we're better, but they are good enough quality. You know, of course, he's going to say that. But, you know, they are better. He said, but they don't allow us. They're dumping these machines. They're cutting us in half. They're killing us. And on top of it, the government won't let us use water in our machines. I mean, he shows me like a quarter of a bottle of water. That's supposed to be washing clothing. And I freed it all up, and I put tariffs on these countries that were selling and the machines coming into the country. And that company went from a big, all the washing machine companies, they make washing machines, they make dryers, they make all of the different machines that do this kind of work, including dishwashers. And they went from a disaster area to being just thriving.
But
they,
can I ask,
they love them in that part of Ohio.
Well, I bet they do. But why should EPA, no one in EPA was elected by anybody.
Yeah.
Why do they have the power to decide how much water your washing machine uses? Shouldn't Congress in a democracy get to vote on that?
Yeah, you could say that. They do things that are very...
So how do you, that's my question. How do you, if you get elected again, go back to Washington, how do you keep the agencies under control? How do you keep FBI and CIA specifically under control?
The way you do it, like I fired Comey, that was a big deal. You know, a lot of people said, and I fired him very early. Somebody said, oh, I wish you would have fired him. There's a real question about firing him anyway. You understand, because, you know, when they have a 10-year term, there is a question. I fired Comey. That was a great thing. If I didn't fire Comey, maybe I wouldn't be talking to you, or I'd be talking to you about real estate or something else other than politics. That was a coup, in my opinion. That was a very sick. That was the insurance policy. You remember the insurance policy? Oh, she's going to win, darling. She's going to win. But just in case she doesn't, we have an insurance policy. An insurance policy was what they were doing. And we caught them with that. That was a very important tweet or whatever it was, text. It was a big deal. That was a big deal. The insurance policy. She's going to win. 100 million to one. That's not good odds. At least they gave me one, right? 100 million to one. But just in case she doesn't win, we have an insurance policy. And everybody said, that's strange. That's strange. But we caught all that because I fired Comey. Because when I fired Comey, it was like throwing a rock into a hornet's nest, into a nest of bees, and the place went crazy.
So when you were president, are you confident that you knew everything, say, CIA was doing around?
No, I'm not. It's a very interesting group of people. I had very good relationships, I thought, but I was a little surprised when I got out that, you know, things go on. Look, it's...
What were you surprised by?
I was surprised. I think some of the people. I was surprised that there was... I had a group of people. We killed many using the CIA, I have to say this, very bad actors. We were very good at it. You look at Soleimani, you look at al-Baghdadi, bigger than Osama bin Laden. I mean, Osama bin Laden is, but al-Baghdadi did ISIS, and he was rebuilding ISIS very strongly.
And that was the CIA that did that.
That was really us that did that.
Yeah.
That was really us that did that. And Soleimani was us that did that, not so much CIA. But we did some very good work with the CIA. What I started, you know, when I looked at the 51 intelligence agents saying that that was the laptop from hell was Russia disinformation, when I took a look at that, I said, that's a horrible thing. They knew it wasn't. They knew it was not. And by the way, you're talking about cheating on the election. McLaughlin and Fabrizio, great pollsters, they said a thing like that plus other things meant anywhere from 10 to 17% of the vote would change.
Whatever happened to Mike Pence? You've always been nice to Pence. I've never heard you criticize Pence. You've defended him in public many, many times. He's out there attacking you. What is that?
So Mike wants to run for president. You got to understand, in my opinion, Mike Pence had the absolute right to send the votes back to the legislatures. The Democrats and everybody said, you don't have the right. In other words, what I said, is he a human conveyor belt? You mean if he finds fraud in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in any of these states, Arizona, he has to send them to Mitch McConnell, right? That's right, sir. Well, if he finds fraud, he has to? Yes, sir. I said, so he's a conveyor belt. Boom, put him in. I said, I don't agree with it. And we had some lawyers, not all, we had some lawyers that said, no, you have the right to send them back to the legislatures to be rechecked. Because if you looked at what went on in Wisconsin, who, by the way, now agree with me, Wisconsin has been virtually, other than the fact they're not allowed to do anything statutorily, Wisconsin has been, I mean, what they found is incredible. I mean, we won Wisconsin. But Mike Pence had the right, in my opinion, to send them back.
Do you ever talk to him now?
No, I haven't spoken to him in a long time. I was very disappointed in him. I didn't want to do what Thomas Jefferson did. Thomas Jefferson, it was Georgia, and it was hear ye, the great state of Georgia is not. capable or allowed to tabulate their votes. And Thomas Jefferson, who was the vice president, said, is Georgia sure that they cannot tabulate their votes? Georgia is sure. He didn't send them back and have them redo it. He said, we will keep the votes of the great state of Georgia for Thomas Jefferson and his president. I didn't ask him for that. Could have done that too, but I didn't. I thought that would be turmoil. I asked him to send them back to his legislature, to the legislatures, you know, in Wisconsin, let's say.
But why didn't he? I mean, you'd worked together for 4 years. You're the president. He's VP. You say you're aligned on everything.
I think he got very bad advice. I really do. Now, let me tell you what happened. I sat there with a few people. I think his lawyer was in the room, too. His lawyer was very much against it. There were other lawyers that felt you could do it. It was one of those things. I think you could have done it. I think you can always do something if you see fraud or if you see problems. But it's very interesting. So after the election was over, the RINOs got together with the Democrats, and they redid the election, so you couldn't do it anymore. So then I called the people. I said, so you're saying I was right. You could do it. Yes, you could do it. In other words, they took the Voting Act, and they redid it, so the vice president no longer has the power to do what I said he could do. So when that happened, I said, wow. So, and, you know, you'd look at these Democrats in the eye and they'd say, he has absolutely no right to do it. And immediately after the election, they met RINOs, condemned them all, and Democrats, and they approved legislation that takes away the right of the vice president to do it. So I said, ah, so you're saying I was right. The vice president did have the right to do it, and they said, yes, he did.
So if you're saying they stole it from you last time, why wouldn't they do this in this time?
Oh, well, they'll try. They're going to be trying, yeah. But, and not only me. You know. Look, DeSantis is out. I think he's gone. So he was at a level. People have figured him out. He's gone. But if somebody else got in other than me, they'll go at him just as viciously as they did me. These people are sick. They will go after them. And a lot of people say they won't be able to hold up. I do get credit for holding up quite well, I must tell you. I think it's...
How do you do that? How do you get indicted, you know, every week and stay cheerful?
I think it's a lot easier because I'm so high in the polls, because it means people get it. The people see it's a fraud. The people see it, like this horrible district attorney from just a little while ago, from essentially Atlanta, that's Fulton County, said basically, I don't have any right to challenge an election. Well, what about Stacey Abrams? What about Hillary Clinton? What about all of these Democrats that are still challenging my election? The same people that are saying he's challenging an election challenged my election. And they did it with slaves. They did it with all sorts of things. They were very bad about it. But basically, they're suing me, and they're saying, you don't have any right to challenge. And if you challenge an election, we're going to indict and put you in jail. So what they're doing is they've weaponized, and don't kid yourself, the DOJ and Biden and the whole group, they're watching all of this stuff. They love the local stuff, you know, the DA in Manhattan. Not only that, they put one of the DOJ top people into the Manhattan DA office to run things. They don't even have a case against me. It's not even a case. Everyone says, even the Democrats say, you can't bring these cases. You have no case. The attorney general or the district attorney, Fannie Willis, in Atlanta, she's getting killed. Basically, she's saying Trump doesn't have the right to criticize an election. But you've been around long enough now. You've seen many elections criticized. Hillary Clinton goes crazy. Every time she talks, she says, he's not the president, Jimmy Carter said, he's not the president. Well, I am the president. Hillary Clinton called me, by the way, at 3:02 in the morning to congratulate me the night of the election.
Did her voice crack?
Well, her voice was it's very different, I will say. I won't get into that. But
what do you mean?
Her voice was very different. Don't forget, they were all celebrating at 5:00 in the afternoon. And I came home and I said, you know, I think we won. I felt we won because the rallies are so big. You know, we'd go to Wisconsin and we'd go to Georgia. We'd go to different states in Michigan we'd have rallies in Pennsylvania. We had 58,000 people in Butler. And I said, you know, how are we losing this? How do you have a rally where you have from 50 to 100,000 people, many of them? You know, I did seven a day for a couple of days. That's a lot. That's a lot. These are big rallies, too. And I didn't hold back. I didn't say, let's make them little, let's do abbreviations, right? But they challenged the stuff. Yeah. Hillary called me up and conceded. Now, the word is that Obama said you have to do that. But she called up and totally conceded. But now, you know, every time you see her on television, she's saying, like, well, she's challenging the election.
Do you think?
So that would mean that she should be indicted. But that would mean also that Stacey Abrams in Georgia should be indicted, because she still thinks she won the election for governor. She still thinks that. She's never recanted. And
do you think Stacey Abrams will be indicted for that?
No, of course not. She won't be. The Democrats don't get indicted for things like that. They don't get impeached. No, it's a different thing. With that being said,
yes,
I had great support when they did impeachment hoax number one and impeachment hoax number two. Jim Jordan, the House was fantastic. And actually, the Senate was very good for me, other than, you know, Mitch McConnell. If he had endorsed him, he was begging. He was going to lose that race. I endorsed him, and he ended up winning the race because of my endorsement. He was down. He was going to lose to Amy McGrath. She was $90 million in cash, all set to go. She was leading by three. He was going down. I did him a favor, and then 3-4 months later, he wanted to impeach me. He's a bad guy. But if you look at what's going on politically, it's so interesting. The level of loyalty is different in politics than it is in normal life, I will say. With that being said, I've had great loyalty also. But the House was fantastic. The Senate was very good. You know, they overrode Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, in my opinion, was trying to get senators to impeach me, especially for the second one. And on the first one, he acted very slow. He should have gone much faster. But Mitch McConnell wanted to, and the senators went up to him, guys that are subservient to him because he gives money. You know, he gives them money. He gives them a lot of money. He raises some money, and he gives it to them, and therefore they do what he did. That's the only form of leadership he's got.
So last question. If you're elected president again, what's your top, your number one priority? When you ran last time, you said, I will build a wall. This time, your bottom line, top promise to the country.
So numerous things at the same time.
Of course.
But let's say number one is a border and taking hundreds of thousands of criminals that have been allowed into our country and getting them out and bringing them back to their country, Guatemala. By the way, not only the four countries that we think of as neighbors, all over the world. Last month, we had 149 countries represented. Think of it. We had 149 countries represented, Tucker, from places that many people never even heard of coming into our country. And they're coming in from mental institutions, and they're coming in from prisons. They're emptying out their prisons all over South America. They're emptying out their mental institutions. Terrorists are pouring into our country. We have no idea. I have the strongest border in the history of our country, and I built almost 500 miles of wall. You know, they like to say, oh, is it less? No. I built 500 miles. In fact, if you check with the authorities on the border, we built almost 500 miles of wall. And I had 200 that I was going to build. You know, it's like water. It seeks. And we're going to build another 200. We built it. It was all set to go. All they had to do was install it. It would have taken 3 weeks. And that's when I found out. I said, I think these people actually want open borders. The first thing I would do would be I would seal up that are good and tight, except for people that want to come in legally.
Do you think we're moving towards civil war?
There's tremendous passion and there's tremendous love. You know, January 6th was a very interesting day because they don't report it properly. I believe it was the largest crowd I've ever spoken before. You know some of the crowds I've spoken before. And like July 4th on the mall, I think they had 1 million people there. But I think that the biggest crowd I've ever spoken before was on January 6th. And people that were in that crowd, a very, very small group of people, and we said patriotically and peacefully, peacefully and patriotically, right? Nobody ever does that. Go peacefully and patriotically. But people that were in that crowd that day, very small group of people, went down. And then there are a lot of scenarios that we can talk about. people in that crowd said it was the most beautiful day they've ever experienced. There was love in that crowd. There was love and unity. I have never seen such spirit and such passion and such love. And I've also never seen simultaneously and from the same people such hatred of what they've done to our country.
So do you think it's possible that there's open conflict? We seem to be moving towards something.
I don't know because I don't know what it, you know, I can say this. There's a level of passion that I've never seen. There's a level of hatred that I've never seen. And that's probably a bad combination.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very much.
Thank you.
That is a bad combination.
Bad combination.
All right. There we go. There, that was the interview. Anyway, wow. Didn't really touch much on the Georgia lockup time, but hey. Wow. Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, I'm going to start cranking on the phone lines. I'll start calling in, folks. Anyway, I'm bringing on my first two people, Gunslinger and Mike from Louisiana. Got them in.
Yo,
the Gunslingers. Right here, the low tone fan tonight. All right, so I know we're connected. And also, folks, I will let y'all know we're also live on Mixler. So I'm running the show on both formats. So anyway, party on. You know, ain't this, you know, I mean, Trump is a fucking trooper. I have to give the guy that. He's taking a hell of a beating over fucking nothing. Made up shit. Ain't that crazy? You know, wow. And, you know, it's like he's right about, you know, how Biden ain't doing too well.
It's trumped up charges. Haven't you ever heard?
Yeah. Couldn't fit a better person, could you? Yeah.
There you go. I mean, yeah, okay. You know, that's the most hated man that has done the most good to this fucking country. Anybody with any logical brain, that is, can see that.
But you got to go back to what is the reason why they hate him so much? That, you know, it's the funny part. Why do they hate guys so much?
Wait a minute. This is a multi-answer question. There's more than one reason why they hate him.
I know.
The main reason is their power structure.
Right.
Trump, sheriff, and he's going to kick ass. These people don't like their ass getting kicked when it upsets their power, their corruption, their money laundering, their prostitution, their pedophilia.
Yeah, fucking with their crimes they're committing. In other words, you're looking at things that are going wrong. The problem is, like, here's what I'm saying. Why ain't these people been locked up? That's another question.
That's a good question.
You know, why ain't these motherfuckers ever been arrested or locked up or anything like that? It's like he said, what's her name? She never got indicted. Hillary Clinton never got indicted. They're doing the same fucking thing he's doing.
Yep.
And it, like he told Tucker, he goes, well, you know, they're Democrats. They don't get fucking charged with this kind of shit.
That's right. You heard him say it.
And what's the fuck's up with Hunter Biden right now? You know, that's another fucking bullshit story, you know? You ain't hear much about it in the media no more. You're not hearing it. You just ain't here like you was.
Nope.
And that's what they'll do. They'll let it go through, and then they'll cover it up, and fuck, never happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
And the thing, guys, I mean, they're doing the same thing as one of the greatest ADs in the nation, and Ken Paxton, that they're doing the crump.
Of course they are.
You know, that's the AD of... That's the
idea
of
Texas,
right?
You can't argue with somebody. You cannot argue with somebody that wants to stop these dumb fucks from coming over the border. Okay, these people are criminals. They're gang members. They're drug cartels.
Yeah.
Nutcases. The whole fucking nine yards. They're not scientists. They're not philosophers. They're not tradespeople. They're fucking the scum of the human scum. And President Donald J. Trump was trying to goddamn keep them out of this country. Okay? That right there deserves the Medal of Honor right there. Okay.
Well, thank you. Exactly. But since you brought this up, Gunn, I got to throw this at you, bro. Think about it. You know, they want to take away your fucking guns and bring these motherfuckers that fucking hurt you. They don't want your protection.
Absolutely.
Why would you do that to your people? What the fuck is the reason for that? Why would you deliberately want to fucking hurt your people, your country that makes you exist and you get what you get from these motherfuckers? Why would you want to smack the gift horse in the mouth like that? You know, that's what it's like. The gift horse in the mouth.
Tell me this, then. Why does a man climb a mountain? Because it's there. Why do these fucking people do this? It's because it's there. Because they're demonic. They're evil.
They're jealous. I think it's jealous and just greedy and fucking,
jealous,
you know,
and the power structure,
the players.
Players. You know, goddamn.
Right. Look at Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
What did she ever fucking do for this country? Not a thing but fuck it.
Nothing.
That's it.
Not a damn
fuck
no,
you,
I'm
fuck
not,
me,
damn,
fuck
man.
Everybody. Fuck them all.
What did Max French Fry do? What did Frankenstein do? Fucking nothing. Except fuck up everything.
Frankenstein. AOC, there's another one. There's a young one, AOC. You know?
AOC, there you go. Asshole on crack. Okay? What has she done besides get the worst she wants to on her goddamn
knees?
Yeah,
we never hear any good fucking things. You know, we heard some good things
know?
With Trump. You know, but we didn't hear, but anything else, we didn't hear no good shit with Obama. What did Obama do to help us out? You know, what did Bush do?
Nothing.
What did Carter, Reagan, all of them? Reagan
nothing.
Was all right, kind of, but he was just all about it, too.
Nothing.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Nothing. Not a goddamn thing.
Right.
Okay, nothing.
Yeah, so it's all
nothing.
Just same game, different players. That's all the fuck it is.
That's right, but they're in a position to do that, remember? They're in a position
right.
that you could help the people.
Right.
If you want
right.
to, if you wanted to, okay? But
right.
these motherfuckers never did, except for Trump.
Right.
Look at the guy, the gas, the supply system, the gas were $1.21 a gallon. Jesus
right.
Christ, what is it out there now? Four something? For the
well,
same
right now, diesel,
damn...
in my area, diesel is $4.14 a fucking gallon. And,
you
know, you
go,
people,
right there.
That, people that want to see me or come help them and do something, their shit, you better have some money.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah,
I'm not fucking around. You better have some serious money.
When,
for me to start
yeah,
that fucking truck
did,
or anything, it's going to cost you.
Yeah, when he did that damn thing with CNN, when Trump did that damn thing on CNN at that Republican town hall meeting on CNN, and they were
right.
talking about gas prices, and he said, well, in some places, it's like $9 a gallon, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
he's talking about...
Right.
You know, and running real regular gas, right? And this was 6, 7, 8 weeks ago, whatever it was that town hall meeting is. And I was watching next day. I was watching, I believe it was Pat Gray on YouTube, and he's talking about this. And he said, "Well, yeah, in a town in California, it's like $9.50 a gallon or something, you know? Yeah, well, he was telling the truth
mm-hmm.
When he said it was $9 a gallon. And here's the deal. Here's another deal, Gunn. Your governor who put those buoys in the Rio Grande is running up against the White House who don't want those buoys in the Rio Grande.
I'd put fucking piranhas in that motherfucker.
Well,
the governor
of Texas told the governor to go fuck yourself quite a few times, especially in New
That's
York.
Right.
He sent all them motherfuckers up in New York. Here you go, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And then New York's crying, well, we're a sanctuary city, but we can't handle the flood.
Right.
Well, you claim you are what you are, but you fucking deal with it. You brought
That's
it, you fucking deal with it. That's a fact.
See,
fuck
this
you.
This is the type of people that you need in government, like Governor Abbott. He's got balls the bigger the size
right.
of Texas. So
right.
does Trump.
Right.
Stand up to these people. You
right.
have
but
to have
we're supposed to be, We are supposed to be able to do that against our government.
That's
what the
right.
Constitution's all about, the Bill of Rights, to stop them fuckers
That's what
from
it
fucking
says.
Us. But they're still fucking
That's
us. I mean, we got
says.
So many laws, and I call rules, and most of them are rules. But anyway, they call them laws. But there's so many unconstitutional laws that are around you. People get arrested for this shit all the time. The problem is people don't fight it. They're getting by with it. That's the problem. You know, I'm the kind of guy, I'll fight you. I'll fight you to the fucking death. I won't care. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's fucking phenomenal. It's crazy. You know, right now I'm working on a case from 28 years ago. I mean, wow, you know. Bringing it back to fucking life. And it's gonna get fucking ugly. I'm going to be on the newspaper. I guarantee you the news teams or media coverage on this when I get done fucking with Miss Canada fucking shit. But it's just the way it is, you know. Charges were padded against this guy. Padded. Okay. Caught you, motherfuckers. Where's the evidence at of this so-called thing happening? There is none. Just like on Trump. They're making accusational shit. There's nothing there. There's no physical evidence of this shit. They don't, you know, it never happened, never placed that. You know, just because he said he fucking took a shit in the fucking street, that's a fucking, you know, major fucking crime? No, it shouldn't be.
Then it is, yeah.
Right, but right. Yeah, always, yeah.
If taking a shit in the street was a crime, the jails in San Francisco would be full.
Well, yeah, everybody's shitting in San Francisco and all the places, you know?
They are full.
anyway, I just pulled a clip up on the fucking little bit of debate that one dude that rams a whammy. Yeah, whatever the fuck he is. Yeah, that weird in dude. Him and Chris Christie went at it a little. Let's take a look at this real quick.
Polls consistently show that young people's number one issue is climate change. How will you, as both President of the United States and leader of the Republican Party, calm their fears that the Republican Party doesn't care about climate change?
So we want to start on this with a show of hands. Do you believe in human behavior is causing climate change? Raise your hand if you do.
Well, look, we're not school children. Let's have the debate. I mean, I'm happy to take it to start. Alexander, so do you want to raise your hand? I don't think that's the way to do. So let me just say to Alexander this. First of all, one of the reasons our country's decline is because of the way the corporate media treats Republicans versus Democrats. Biden was on the beach while the people were suffering. He was asked about it, and he said, no comment. Are you kidding me? As somebody that's handled disasters in Florida, you got to be activated. You've got to be there. You've got to be present. You've got to be helping people who are doing this. And here's the deal.
Yeah. Let's just answer the question.
So is that a yes? Or is that a yes? Is that a hand raise?
You do not.
I think it was a hand raise for him, and my hands are in my pocket.
I didn't raise a hand.
Let us be honest as Republicans. I'm the only person on the stage who isn't bought and paid for, so I can say this. The climate change agenda is a hoax. The climate change agenda is a hoax. And we have to declare independence for it. And the reality is, the anti-carbon agenda is the wet blanket on our economy. And so the reality is, more people are dying of bad climate change policies than are of actual climate change.
Governor Haley, are you bought and paid for?
I've had enough already tonight of a guy who sounds like ChatGPT standing up here. And the last in one of these debates, Brett, who stood in the middle of the stage and said, what's a skinny guy with an odd last name doing up here was Barack Obama, and I'm afraid we're dealing with the same type of amateur standing stage.
Give me a hug. Give me a hug just like you did to Obama.
Same type of amateur.
And help elect me just like you did to Obama, too. Give me that
same
hug.
Same type of amateur.
Hold on. Hey, Governor Haley, would you like to respond? Are you
so
bought
Brett,
and paid
what
for?
What I would like to say is the fact that I think this is exactly why Margaret Thatcher said, if you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman. First of all, we do care about clean air, clean water. We want to see that taken care of. But there's a right way to do it. And the right way to do it is, first of all, yes, is climate change real? Yes, it is. But if you want to go and really change the environment, then we need to start telling China and India that they have to lower their emissions. That's where our problem is. And these green subsidies that Biden has put in, all he's done is help China, because he doesn't understand all these electric vehicles that he's done, what that does. half of the batteries for electric vehicles are made in China. And so that's not helping the environment. You're putting money in China's pocket, and Biden did that. So first of all, I think we need to acknowledge the truth, which is these subsidies are not working. We also need to take on the international world and say, okay, India and China, you've got to stop polluting, and that's when we'll start to deal with
Senator Scott,
China.
Are you bought and paid for? Are you bought and paid for?
Sorry.
Are you bought and paid
Absolutely
for?
Not. I mean, here's what the American people deserve is a debate about the issues that affect their lives. Going back and forth and being childish is not helpful to the American people to decide on the next leader of our country. Number one, wait a second. Number two, as a kid who grew up in a single-parent household mired in poverty, I wondered, was the American dream real for kids who are devastated by poverty, devastated by the challenges of life? I came to the conclusion that America can do for anyone what she's done for me if we focus on restoring hope, creating opportunities, and protecting America. If we want the environment to be better, and we all do, the best thing to do is to bring our jobs home from China. If we create 10 million new jobs in my Made in America plan, we will have a better economy and a better environment. Let me tell you why I say that, Brett. America,
do it quickly.
America has cut. I'm a Southern boy. I talk slow. So America, that was quick. America has cut our carbon footprint in half in the last 25 years. The places where they are continuing to increase, Africa, 950 million people. India, over a billion. China, over a billion. Why would we put ourselves at a disadvantage, devastating our own economy? Let's bring our jobs home.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest.
Donald Trump is a maverick.
There we go.
But jailing him could force a civil war-like split in America. Nigel Farage wrote it, and Nigel's with me now. That's explosive language, Nigel. What you're talking about is a dramatic split in our society. I'd put it to you, we've got a dramatic split already.
Yes, we have, but it may get worse, and here's why. The modern-day left believe that their views are not just different to conservatives, but they're superior. And they actually believe that they are superior people for holding those views. And therefore, in order to achieve their goals, they can justify any methods. That's why you see cancel culture. It's why you see people taken out of society. And that has now gone to a level where the judiciary in America has been overtly politicized. It is being abused. What is happening to Donald Trump is a travesty. And, you know, what has kept the peace and security within Western civilization is respect for the democratic process backed up by the rule of law. And if people don't trust elections, and if people don't trust the judiciary, if they think to themselves, there is nothing through peaceful means that we can do to change things, well, then they start to think about other alternatives. And I genuinely think, and the situation is worse in America than it is in my country and elsewhere, but we're seeing symptoms of this too. That unless we get to understand that human beings can have different points of view that are equally valid, unless the left gives up on this total witch hunt against Trump and anybody with a conservative view, then I can see people on the conservative side beginning to take the law into their own hands. I think it's a very, very dangerous cocktail.
I'd agree with that. Why are you so involved in American politics?
Well, because, Stuart, I first worked in 1982, for the famous or infamous Drexel Burnham Lambert. I've been commuting from forth across the pond for 40 years. All of my working life before politics was with American companies. And I look to America with a shared language, a shared history, a shared culture. You know, you guys are the leaders of the Western world. And if America falls, we all fall. So it matters for a whole host of reasons.
Nigel, what are you doing? What's your role in Milwaukee? Because that's where you are now.
Yeah, well, I'm out of politics. Once we achieved Brexit, I left the European Parliament. I'm now working for a British broadcaster called GB News, so I'm transmitting back to the UK what is going on in America, and I'm in many ways sending it back as a warning.
Well, just tell them all how it is, if for real, okay? Nigel, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Great to...
All right, there we go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think this shit goes south on Trump. It's a good question. What will happen? You know, people are fucking tired, man. I hate to say it, but they are. Fucking people are tired.
Well,
shit's getting old. The price of fuel going like it's gone up this past week. It's just like adding more fuel to a fire, you know. The more you hike the price up, the more fucking hot it gets.
Mm-hmm. If Trump does not get it in 2024, you're going to get your economic failure, and I'm going to get my civil war. Let me put it that way. Because you just said it. People are getting fucking pissed off, and they're getting sick and fucking tired of the bullshit.
Right.
And something when you put those two combinations together, okay. It's like putting gasoline on a fucking fire. You're going to blow your ass up. That's exactly what you're going to do. Okay? Right now, the fuse have been lit again. It was put out for 4 years while Trump was in there. Okay?
Right.
Fuse has been reignited now. And now it's going tick, 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 tick. Now, when is it going to blow? I don't know. But when it does, I don't want to be sitting in front of the fans, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
You ain't
going to
be pretty.
Oh, no.
It ain't going to be pretty.
No.
It ain't going to be pretty. Okay?
No.
Because who else? They're
wrecking everything for other people anyway. And what are they gaining? Are they getting more money in their own pockets by sacrificing us?
Money.
We're the sacrificial fucking lambs, apparently.
That's
you know,
sacrificial version.
Yeah, I mean, that's it, man. Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
But when you have people that continue to do this, continue to witch hunt, and this is what this has turned into, a fucking witch hunt, like back in the 1600s, okay? They had witch hunts that would turn witches at the stake. It's the same thing. Now it's a political stake, okay?
Right.
These people are so fucking corrupt and so evil, you don't think that there's a battle between good and evil? Bullshit.
Right.
You see it through your goddamn eyes right now, what's going on.
Right.
Trump good,
well, like,
evil.
Right. Right. Wait, Robert just put something in the chat room here. It says, when it blows, I don't want to be anywhere near Washington, D.C. Well, that Robert, I'm with you, bro. 100%, I wouldn't want to be there. But there's a lot of other places I wouldn't want to be either, like any city hall. Any cop, any lawyer, any politician, I wouldn't want to be none of that. I really wouldn't. This shit goes off the deep end. Who are they going to call? Our own people go against our own people? Well, we already got some that'll do that. We have a small fraction that does that. But the majority of this country goes off. They're going to have no fucking way to fight it. You know?
Yeah,
they ain't going to fight it.
Right. Look,
take something stupid like fucking his with a nuke, kill us all. I mean,
When Trump was in there, 98% of the military worshipped him. They would give their life for Trump. Okay? And you think these people would fire upon the American people? Fuck no. Now, there's that 2% would because they're crazy. They're nuts. They're beyond insane. Okay? But we outnumber those 2%ers. Okay, that would fire upon the American people. Even today, right now, the Secret Service hates poopy pants. Okay, they can't stand that motherfucker. They couldn't stand Hitlery. Okay, they hated that fucking bitch's guts. But they love Trump. Why? Because he treats them with respect. He's not a dictator. Okay?
Right.
Unlike those two others are. No, pretty wrong.
This is why they're making all this. They're making all their plans down in Atlanta to put him in jail, right?
Mm-hmm.
These people that are protecting Trump, these Secret Service people, they ain't gonna allow that. We'll give you your fingerprint thing and your mugshot, right?
Right.
But you're not putting it behind bars. You're not doing it.
Right.
It ain't gonna happen.
They're already securing the fucking jail up. They're worried about motherfucking supporters attacking the fucking jail.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You know
that actually happened back in the 50s? Go look it up. There was some place in here in the United States that the local government was so fucking corrupt that the people surrounded the city hall with fucking guns.
Yeah,
and
take
they
it over.
Went in there and they took it over. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the difference between that and just on a large scale or a larger scale?
Right.
Same
right.
fucking thing. Same fucking thing.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Absolutely.
I mean, I like to equate it what happened back in the Middle Ages when they were against their leaders, when they were having problems with their leaders, what the people did. Torches and pitchforks.
Yeah.
Damn right.
You did. Yeah.
Sharp too. Look, if the founding fathers was right here, right now, the people that made this country, they'd be fucking shooting 24 hours a day. Okay?
There'd be a lot of dead fuckers. Unneeded.
There'd be a lot of goddamn dead motherfuckers. I guarantee you that. Okay? Because those people then didn't put up with the bullshit. They solved the problem with a bullet.
But we became
worked.
Lazy. We have went to sleep in this country.
That's right.
I guarantee fucking you. We have went to sleep. You know? Yeah. Man, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
But see, here's the thing. People will not catch on to this till it hits them in the wallet hard enough to wake them the fuck up. You know, and that's what's been happening. Some people are waking up. It's a slow process.
Yeah, some people wake up.
But they're, you know, but they're figuring, well, why am I getting fucked out of all this money? You know, I've been just watching it go by. You know, that's what people do, watch it go by. They don't give a fuck. They don't care. They don't talk about it. They don't bring it up anywhere, you know.
Ron, what you just said is correct. What you just said, Bongino's been saying for a while now, it's not bad enough yet. You
right.
know? And he gives the example of what happened in New York City in the 80s and late 80s, early 90s, where,
right.
you know, Giuliani didn't win the first time. He ran from 89 or 90, and he didn't win. And so what happened after his next loss? A couple thousand, 3,000 murders a year for the next 3 or 4 years, and then he gets
right.
in, and he cleans it up, right? It's not bad enough yet. Now,
The court system sucks. It has gotten so soft. It has gotten so pansy, okay? It has gotten so pussified, okay, that you have these hardcore criminals that they give a slap on the wrist and say, don't do it again, baby, okay? Naughty, naughty, you just killed 10 fucking people. What it should be is like what happened, in fact, I think it happened the year I graduated, 1983. Remember the guy that molested that dude's son, okay? It was a father and son, and his coach, the kid was like 10 years old, okay, sexually molested the boy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they was transferring this guy from an airport somewhere. And the father was sitting there on the phone. Phones, remember? And he was wearing a disguise and everything. And as soon as this motherfucker walked by, he pulled a gun out and blew his fucking brains out. Right there on TV. Live and in color.
Yeah.
You know what I did? Another one bites the dust, don't it? That's justice. That is justice right there. Okay, none of this pansy-ass, you know, pussy-footing around bullshit.
When you got courts that don't want to slap these people down for obviously doing a bad thing, see what happened with the 2020 election, right?
Yeah.
They just slapped them down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thomas and a couple of other ones wanted to, but who said, no, we're not taking the case? A fucking Bushy by the name of John Roberts.
There you go.
Right. There
you
go.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Such a nice guy.
So you, such a nice guy. You know, then you got these pansy ass crying fucking ass wipe fucking liberals saying, "Oh, violence doesn't work." The hell it don't.
And they cause
how you
it.
Think you,
they fucking cause
yeah,
it.
They cause it. And
yeah,
how do you think
they
you
that? They cause it. You're right. They say
they,
it. But
they say yeah. it. And on the other hand, how do you think it got history? How do you think this country was born? Well, it was born with violence. Things that come out of the end. Remember the British? The British are coming. The British are coming. What do you think they did? Sat around and circle jerked each other? You know, come on. In certain circumstances, violence works. And obviously it worked back
well,
then.
Sometimes it's needed. Sometimes need because you can't get through their fucking head by telling them. You know, and what else? What's the next alternative, you know?
You got it, Toya.
If violence didn't work, then the people that were attacking the courthouse in Portland would be in jail. If violence didn't work.
Yeah, absolutely. But what the cops do, standing around with their fucking foot up their ass and not do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of cracking heads, okay, when it comes to something like that. But look who gives the order. The cops on the street are they're Indians on the low part of the totem pole. You got to go up there at the bosses up there that gave the order, stand down. That's the ones that need their ass whooped. Okay? 155 gallons of ass whooping.
Yeah.
Those are the people who fucking did it. You know?
Yeah. It's just like, remember those cops that ran away from that window that Ashley Babbitt went into?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody gave the order for them to run away from that window. You know?
Somebody gave the order to stand down. Somebody gave the order to let them do whatever, okay? It's the same goddamn motherfucking mother cock-sucking son of a bitches that gave the order in 9/11 to stand down. Somebody gave that order, okay, for them fighter jets to be sent out over the ocean on a goddamn wild goose chase while the threat is going the opposite direction. Now, come on, really?
Exactly.
Why are you,
don't make no sense at all, does it?
Yeah. Make no
and
sense
they're
at
sleeping
all.
In the camp when Jeffrey Epstein fucking killed us.
Same,
you know,
fucking thing.
Like that. You know, common sense. You know, they really believe people are stupid to believe that bullshit. You know, they really
obviously,
believe that. In their mind,
obviously,
they believe it.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll just say the people
have gone
bullshit.
It's the same.
And the people are stupid that won't understand it. They'll so we'll go. We'll put them back to sleep, and then we'll goddamn keep fucking them all the fucking day.
Yeah, we'll change the story. Turn off that. They're going to take
story.
Shit, that's what the media's for. Media
course,
and preachers
same,
control the people.
Right.
That's right.
It's the same people gun that waited to shoot down a goddamn spy balloon until it was off the coast of the off the East Coast.
Yeah, went all the way to the United States. What the fuck? It's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, when you've got a situation, you know, over Washington and over the White House and all that, over the Pentagon and all that shit, they got what you call a no-fly zone. Only military aircraft are able to penetrate this no-fly zone. Remember, there have been a bunch of instances where little bitty airplanes have had to penetrate it because of weather. They couldn't go around the weather. They couldn't go under it. They couldn't go over it. So they had to go through this no-fly zone. Within minutes, two F-16 fully armed fighter jets were on their ass like stink on fucking shit. But yet they waited all that time to shoot down that fucking spy balloon. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Once it made its trip, it didn't matter no more. They didn't hear nothing else about it. You didn't hear nothing else about this motherfucker. You didn't hear the forensic studies on it, what they found, what it was doing, what it did.
Come on, man. So, come on.
Why? It's like, you know, like Trump was saying earlier about how the fucking the numbers are dropping on television and cable. You know, it is. Because people don't want to listen to bullshit no more. They don't want to listen to bullshit. There are some that are waking up, you know. That's the fucked up thing about it. That's crazy.
Well,
it's a reawakening. Remember, it's a reawakening. They were getting woke up a bit in 2016. Okay. And then they seen what one man could do. They seen what one single man could do.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they're going, whoa, wait a minute. Back the freight train up, Gus. Something ain't right here. And now they're seeing it. And the more they do, the more...
The amazing thing that amazes me, you know, all these people that run the government, mostly all American people, right? It's their country, they're born here, but they don't give a fuck about it. They don't care.
They don't give a fuck about it.
They simply don't give a fuck, you know?
I don't care.
And how do so many of these people get together in one group of people to run through? You know, that's another little funny thing. You know, how the fuck did that happen, you know?
Well, you allow these cocksuckers like, you know, Omar, whatever that cunt is, okay, and the squad, whatever they call the squad there, them fucking raghead cocksuckers, okay, allow them people there. They don't have allegiance to this country, I'm sorry. They are terrorist supporters. They support terrorism. They support killing American soldiers. But yet, they are sitting in the halls of Congress making laws that me and you got to go by. What?
Yeah, but they
Did
don't.
I miss something
that,
here?
They get rid of laws that they have to go by. But yeah, all us, on. The people, we got new fucking rules to go along with. Yeah, fuck We'll show you how we go take over our fucking country. Watch this.
Yeah, watch this one. And we ain't gonna have to fire shot him.
Why the?
You know, the old saying goes, who came up with the thing? Who came up with
the real gun? When you run up against these people, you know, and Trump's run up against them, and now you're saying both your governor and your AG there are running up against the same group of people. You know,
same group.
That Trump's running up against, you know.
Same group.
Same group. I mean,
let's ask this silly question. You know, I got a silly question to ask. Why is it everything was running fine? Okay, even though Trump lost, okay, the election. Why would you want to fuck up something that's working very well? Why would you want to do that? I'm still puzzled.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, I know it's easy for them to do anything. It doesn't matter. But why would you do that? There's no common sense to this. What is the agenda?
Yes,
what is their cause? What is the game? What is the answer?
There is common sense answer to that. No, there's not. Yes, there is.
Common sense when you're fucking up something that works.
The common sense in their eyes and in their warped mind, they think that we can tear this country down like third world shitholes,
and
they're easily controlled. A third world shithole is easily controlled. And they are control freaks. That's why they're tearing this country down, so they can control it 110%
They can't have us being the lone superpower. You know? They can't have that. It doesn't fit with what they want. They want us to be, you know, Mexico
dependent.
or fucking one of these African countries or whatever, you know.
Huawei.
Kenya.
Yeah. There's an example there.
The Clintons did good in Kenya.
That's Obama.
Didn't they win in Kenya? Yeah.
That's supposed to be from Kenya. Yeah.
Fuck me. You know, remember a couple years ago, on my show here, I brought up something. It's during Christmas time. You always seen Sarah McLachlan, you know, give me 75 cents a day to help these dogs, okay? You know, help dogs, 75 cents a day. But then you get another one on there, a little African child starving, to give him 50 cents a day. And I asked the question, how come it's more expensive to care for a dog than is a human being? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's kind of funny, isn't it? Wow. Costs more to fucking take care of a dog than a human. Wow. I mean, how you, it makes, I ain't donating to none of you stupid motherfuckers. Just because of that. Yet, you know, God. I mean, I love
look
dogs like the next guy. I do. But,
Look at all the trillions of dollars that Haiti was supposed to get under Hurricane Clinton. Okay, they're supposed to get all this money and all this aid and all this great and wonderful things. What did they get? They got a fucking. And who got the fucking deal?
Well, that's
they did.
That's like I said last night. FEMA needs money in fucking Maui.
Yep.
They need the fucking money. And they give them, what, $100,000 or $800,000? That's it.
Yeah,
that's all you get. $800,000. You know, okay, but we're going to give Ukraine $50
billion.
Yeah, so
billions.
Fuck you. Fuck billions. You. We're going to take care of it. Yeah, right.
That's right. Why not?
Wow. You know? And the other thing that really got me was, you know, Biden had that fucking, that Hawaiian reef thing, whatever is around his neck, and he's that fucking disaster area.
Yeah, it is a fucking. It was just a fucking joke. That's fucking. Yeah, that's
it
all he was there for. It's fucking. Joke. It is a joke.
Just to make an
appearance.
That's all it was for.
It was theatrics. So make an appearance. But remember
you got,
what?
You, yes, you got to make an appearance. You know, but he's on the beach when shit was going down, and there, you know, wasn't there. You know.
That's right. Remember what Pence said. I stand with the with the Ukrainian people. Hell with the American people. Remember what he said right there on last fucking TV?
Right.
He admitted.
Did you see where Pence got popped pumping that gas? It was bullshit. The sound of the pump wasn't pump or something was fucking wrong.
Yeah, he wasn't even squeezing it. He wasn't even to select which grade that you want. It was just theatrics is all it was.
It is. Just like a music video. Same thing, man. No different.
I'd rather goddamn watch a hardcore porn than goddamn watch that bullshit.
Well, that's old.
Gee.
Hardcore porn shit, man. You know, but anyway, all right, we're just about running out of time, so I'm going over time, but I've got too much shit to do tomorrow. So, yeah, I try to go to sleep sometime before the sun comes up.
It's a Monday.
Fucking right it is. Uh-huh. Yep, it is, and it's going to suck. So, anyway, hot motherfucker too, rest of the week too. So I know you're still cooking down there. Yeah, fuck me, man. They say this weekend it'll cool down like 1 or 2 degrees. Like, I'm really give a fuck about that, you know.
Well, they say this, there's a cold front moving in Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or at least a cool.
Well,
so we're not going to have
90 degrees.
90, yeah.
Yeah, fuck. Sweet, 90 sweet. Yeah, man. Fuck, man. All right, guys. Well, hey, thank you, everybody, for coming out tonight. We'll do it again probably tomorrow. It depends what's happening. But, anyway, I pop up shows when I pop up shows. There's some, you know, except like Robert's doing Friday, I'm sure, whatever that, stuff like that. So I'll be watching out for all them guys, see where they're at, so I don't walk on top of nobody. So we all be there together. So, anyway, all right, folks. Well, thanks a lot for coming and hanging out with me and Crazy Nation Radio. We are the crazy station of the nation. You know, and matter of fact, the world, I think. So anyway, let's fuck it. If people get on your nerves, tell them to go fuck yourself. You know, anyway, I'll see y'all later. Be good.
I wish that I could fly into the sky, so very high, just like a dragonfly. I fly above the trees, over the seas, and all the greens.
I'm